Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, aka Big Bronx, aka Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
What up? Shout out to Fred the Godson. You already know it's Saturday, and we here, man. E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with your sexy host, Emma E2Kizzo. And the day is lovely. We've had a lovely day today for some reason, man. It's been popping. I can't wait to get into the topics that we got for today. It's just going to be off the hook. I'm going to go into a song while I gather all the Facebookers, everybody's hitting me on the IM, you streamers. I'm waiting for you, Twitters. I'm waiting for you, everybody. I'm waiting. Let's go. We'll start off with AG of DITC and Holy Are You.
Holy are you.
Shout out to the God, Rakim.
Holy are you. There is no God but you.
Peace, God.
Glow.
Thank you.
These young men have millions of people in the palm of their hands. I don't want to see us condemn them. I want to see us teach them, encourage them, enlighten them, and encourage them to do better because the whole world is listening.
A lot of chocolate berries, call me Willy Wonka. Pump Berry TV on Lake Minnetonka. See me eye to eye and face the uncommon. I take niggas honor like the great Mr. Wallace. I'm bonded with a city, the Bronx where my heart is. Distract my aim, get turned to a target. Inspired by Ra, so this is homage. I'm the same whether beach of the Bahamas or a cell eating ramen.
That says to the young rapper, look man, you didn't want to be no but you got millions that are hanging on every word you say. Why don't you become a teacher?
Heaters and toasters with my feet in Minnesota. In the middle of a shootout, think I need a bigger poster. And all she think about is getting closer. I'm getting a lot more wiser, all she do is get older. My South Bronx swing, like money in a bank. And my flow so water, should be running through your sink. Party arty, I put it in blood and ink. My catalog, close to pop, I can send you the link. I'm a native descendant, raised in detention. And around the world, cause the way I say a sentence is showing they. So you know what that means. Got fans overseas doing back springs. Nothing lasts forever, but our bond was built on gold. Showing they is everlasting. In Minneapolis, long dough, 950. I own the zone. When bones come home, we headed out to Boston, where the Beast Boys roam. Or in the hay with my nigga Naps, Water, Sunny Boy. Any list without my name is null and void. And line for line, nigga, I'm fucking Floyd. Catch me in the app. Wherever I am, this is where it's at. I walk too far and I'm never turning back. Always with a berry puffin' la 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 la. Catch me in the app. This is where it's at. Never turning back. La 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 la.
Amen. You already know. It's E2K on the spot. It's Saturday, and we're here, you know, always talking about the realness, man. Keeping it real, talking about things that happen in life. Good looking. Everybody's on the check-in. Shout out to Nene Ali, spoken word artist. She's doing her thing. She just got a new article. I'm not too sure where, in which magazine, but I will make sure that I do you up on that before the show ends on Nene Ali. So if you're listening, make sure you IM me with that information, and I'll definitely relay it for the listeners. Shout out to Anna. And I'm going to go to some of the answers for tonight's topic in a minute. Some people have left me some stuff on my Facebook. You can also follow me on a Facebook, /EmmaE2K or Emma Everything to Know. You know, I'm on there. You can IM me on there, your answers, if you don't want to call me, or if you want to call, 347-826-7722, and feel free to call me, and let me get, you know, let me know that you know what the topic is. So, topic number one for today, because we have two topics, there's two of them, I split them for each hour. So, for the first hour, the first topic will be, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? So that's the topic. What do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? You know, what do you do? And for the second hour, we're going to go with, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? You know, like the song, can I get it in the morning? So that's definitely a 21 and over topic for the second hour. And for the first hour, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? And, you know, again, call me 347-826-7722. Or hit me up on the hit me up on the Twitter. I'm on the Twitter, EmmaE2K. You already know E2K underscore magazine. Right now I'm on the EmmaE2K. So make sure you follow me. And hit me with your answers up on there too. Shout out to AG to God. I just finished playing Holy Are You by him. I also want to shout out JC La Famosa. It's a She Thing Entertainment. They're at the Luxury Box tonight, and that's 1101 East 177th Street. Ladies are free all night, and that's in the Bronx, New York City. If you're out there, DJ whatever and Chevy Martinez along with DJ Webstar will be in the building tonight. So make sure you holler at my girl. Also on the Facebook, JC La Famosa. And if you want to get in, you know, she can hook you up with some reduced stuff. Just make sure you let them know you heard it here on E2K on the spot, and she'll hook you up with some things. So make sure you follow her. Again, she's on the Facebook, JC La Famosa, and make sure, you know, you check out the Luxury Box because it's popping, you know, it's popping. So make sure you make it over there. If you're in New York City, you know, the New York City area this weekend, if you're celebrating a birthday, anniversary or divorce, whatever you're celebrating. So anyway, so I'm going to play one more joint. And then we're going to go with, straight into the topic. Somebody just hit me up and told me to give him a chance. So hold on. So let me see. I'm going to play some Big Pun, man. Let's go with Big Pun, Capital Punishment. Shout out to Big Pun, rest in peace. Shout out to the Rios family.
Watching us close, marketing us OCD to purchase, purposely overtaxing the earnings, nervous, burning down the churches, they're scared of us, rather beware than dare to trust, throw us in jail, $1 million bail, if they're the rust, it's falling order, give us all the chance to enhance, broader advance, where minorities are the majority vote, a hole in my own, I'm living alone in this cold world, my sister just bought a home, but not alone, you cold girl, she's an exception, some people can leave through the impression, to me, myself, I start flipping and fall victim to deep depression, I'm stressing the issue here, we can close the fiscal year, tired of getting fired and hired as a pistolier, there's no longevity.
security, living off negativity. Fuck it, I'd rather sell reefer than do pizza delivery. That's how the city be, everybody getting their hustles on. Touching a death penalty like it's his favorite fucking song. Word is born, taking my life, you know they loving it. God F the government, that is fucking capital punishment.
Capital punishment, given by the government. Systems are moving out to get to you and who you running with. Killing Malone, watch for the spots and tap on. Someone in Kenyon, from an active rifle into the zone. We come from kings and queens, people with dreams, gods and earth. But what is worth, we benefit the earth with infinite worth. First to turn the tables, open our own labels. Disable the Republicans and reverse capital punishment.
Up close, shit out the movies, you'd be bugging. My cousin Juji barely get juvie, lost it and turned on the oven. He wasn't playing, blew out the flame and started inhaling. Bearing the secret too deep to keep on the street for sharing. Wearing the virus, acquiring immune deficiency. Vision and taking everything, promiscuous vision and see. Listen to me, shit is rough in the kettle, you bluff. Blow your head off, fuck a snuff. We bust, let off, get off your high horse or die off like an extinction. Boricans are like Mohicans, the last of the Puerto Rican. We need some unity, fuck all the deep and dreary demons. Security, keep me 6 feet above obscurity. The streets are deadly and everybody's a desperado. I guess tomorrow we promise unless you homage and death your motto. Like Zorro, I'm on my territory with a symbol. Now with this deep in the peak, cause punishment's what I resemble. I lend you this if it expands yours, for you and yours. A real man can't fall, he stands tall. The man's claws are digging in my back. I'm trying to hit him back, time to counteract. Where my niggas at?
Capital punishment, given by the government. Systems are moving out to get to you and who you running with. Killing Malone, bust for the spots and tap on. Sowing the Kenyon for life, the rifle into the zone. We come from kings and queens, people with dreams, gods and earth. For what it's worth, we benefit the earth with infinite worth. First to turn the tables, open our own labels. Disable the Republicans, they reverse capital punishment.
Like that is punted prospects. We hold knives to more treasure than gold mines. Making progress, but don't want to lose to be made. Cruise to be sprayed, lose to be paid. Nothing y'all can do to behave. We laid in the slums, made a cake out of crumbs. Even though the government trying to take out our sons, Rudy Giuliani's trying to blind me. But I see reality was raised with the street mentality. My strategy's why my battery never died. The ghetto kept me wise, so I would never fall to the lies. It's no surprise, but do or die if you want the glamour. Yeah, I want the glamour, laid out with cheese and trees in Atlanta. My Cubans stroked out like Ronald Isley with our banners. The hammer in the palm, never shaky, calm handlers. This renegade blow through barricades like grenades. I turn the sun to shades in the night back to day. Like the 24-hour rotation, I know the location. It's just a little information. Come this war, bringing the terror for the now era. And let it rain on your 5-11, nigga, what?
Yeah, shout out to Big Pun. Shout out to Baby Pun also. He's out there doing his 1-2s and repping for his dad, man. Shout out to Eliza and the Rios family. And, you know, you already know. So we're going right into the topic. Party people. Shout out to Infinite the Poet. I seen your album cover. You're bringing out your stuff and all that. I'm proud of you. I know you're going to do big things. So definitely shout out to you. Okay, so let's go straight to the topic. So the topic for today, we actually got two topics. We're splitting it for each hour. But for this hour, the topic is, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? You know, what do you do? Let's go to our answers that are already posted on the Facebook, which is Emma Everything to Know, on Emma Everything to Know page. And it says here, Evelyn Martinez says, I believe that when it starts getting rocky, you just don't give up, especially if the love is still there. You and your partner should get counseling from a professional therapist. So Evelyn says, she's suggesting, you know, a therapist. Okay, that may work for some people, may not work for other people, but, you know. All right, so Anna says, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? If you love each other, you will try everything in your power to bring that communication back. Communication is primarily what it takes to strengthen our grudges and resentment. Communication lets you and your partner talk without arguing. When people communicate, they get a clearer understanding of what they want, of what makes them happy and angry, of what they do not like in the relationship. Understanding is the first key to recovery. Forgiving and forgetting starts a new life of happiness, trust, and love. There are always two sides of the story. If you want your version heard, so does your partner. The process may not take an overnight progression, but when the first step has been taken, the rest of the journey becomes easier. So analyze what you feel and what your partner feels and start by sitting down and listening to one another. And that's, you know, that's real big and important. That part right there, Anna, you know, that's exactly what we don't do. That's exactly what we don't do. When the communication is gone, we definitely don't do that. We don't stop and sit down and just listen to one another. You know, listen to the other one's complaints. Or, you know, what they're feeling or they're different. We definitely don't do that. So we definitely should do more of that. Now, Nixa puts down, she wrote down, when the communication is gone, my opinion is time to let go. Without communication, there is no relationship. You're both open to do whatever. And that's true because when the communication is gone, it's almost like a Band-Aid, you know what I'm saying? A Band-Aid that kind of holds it together, and when that Band-Aid, you remove the Band-Aid being the communication, the bridge, when it's not there, it's like kind of everybody goes their way and stuff, and then things start happening in the relationship, and it just gets all crazy, you know, and out of bananas. So, an anonymous Facebooker, he hit me up. He wanted to be anonymous, but I'm still going to, you know, read out his answer. So I asked him, the topic, which is, what do you do when the communication is gone in a relationship? And he put, ask her which way is the nearest highway. Which way is the nearest highway is what he put. So, you know, everybody, of course, is apt to put their opinion and their suggestions on the topic. And I would definitely read it out. If you don't want to call in and let me know, you know, and talk about it or whatever, I don't have a problem with reading it out. Just make sure you hit me up on the Facebook or on the Twitter, Emma E2K or Emma Everything to Know, and I'll gladly read it out for you. So shout out to all the Ustreamers. Shout out to the Facebookers. To the Twitter, you know, we're here, we're live, and this is what we're discussing today. You know, it's an interesting topic. It's a very, very interesting topic. So make sure that that you log in, man. Log in and shine on this because it's definitely a very, very interesting topic. I'm going to go into, Eminem Flyaway, and I'll be right back.
Some people ask me where I've been lately. They thought I fell off, nobody can save me. They play in the background, I don't back down, so don't get it twisted. Try to play me. First I come out, they underrate me. Then I come back, they still try to fade me. They say I'm nasty, say I'm crazy. They ask me what I think, and I say maybe I'll fly away. It ain't nothing in my way, so I may as well fly away. And there ain't nothing else to say, so I may as well fly away. Fly away. I know you wanna see me down, but we ain't gon' die today. Cause I done been to the top and there's nowhere else to go. And the only way you see me is if you're looking up and down below. There's nothing else to say, so I may as well fly away. There's nothing in my way, so I may as well fly away. time for this change, so I may as well fly away.
Y'all self esteem back, got my confidence up. I'ma step up on the stage now, I'm gonna strut and walk around with my pants hanging off of my butt. And you ain't about to tell me nothing, boy, get off of my nut. It goes one for the money, two for the show. My shit don't stink, I don't think so. Wipe my ass with the tissue and roll it back up in the row. Are you ready now? Here we go. The bald eagle has landed, I'm back in your hands. Sorry for leaving you stranded. I'm twice as bad at evil and rancid. They can't sit, I don't think anybody understands it. Especially when the world's silly putty in your hands is Plato. I ain't back to Plato, they said he died in a fatal car crash, don't say no. Shit, if I did, it'd be a trailer, not a car. The white trash star, I fucking RP up like Red Bar. Homie, you got it backwards, you're dipping your soup inside your crackers. I can carry rats to my back hurt. Set it down, go right back to the chiropractor. Get my back right, then I'm right back on you bastards. I was chasing the dragon, I don't know what happened. It's like that feeling I had when I first started rapping. I just couldn't seem to get back and recapture that magic, so I went back to the lab, that's where I've been at. When
people ask me where I've been lately, they thought I fell off, nobody can save me. You're playing the background, I don't back down, so don't get it twisted. Try to play me, first I come out, they underrate me. Then I come back, they still try to fade me. They say I'm nasty, say I'm crazy. They ask me what I think, and I say maybe I'll fly away. Fly away. It ain't nothing in my way, so I may as well fly away. Fly away. It ain't nothing else to say, so I may as well fly away.
I took a hiatus, haters, now I'm back to cause trouble. Got the fucking shape of mushroom clouds for thought bubbles. I'm the you ain't fucking sick, the hospital won't even give you cough drops. The cough cops suffer, you think you hot, you ain't even lukewarm. My puke's hotter than you, you soft, I use fire to cool me off. I told him I'd crawl one day and show him I'd be able to choke clouds, pick up lightning bolts and thaw. Take the world by storm with these words I form. Georgie Porter, you kiss the girl, make the girl cry for him. Make them swarm, make them fight over the shirts I've worn. Spoon over my sweat towels, it's mind blowing. Yes, I'm living the dream, homie, can't nothing compare. I'm so up, I'm sucking midair, I'm loving it there. It's like these people are steps now, all they do is stare. These haters are so pussy, they're afraid to be scared. This is payback, like I own back pay. They spat in my face, now I'm back to do them the same exact way. And leave this rap game with a bad taste, and slap it back out before I step back out of this crap. They slap me now, I'm slapping them back. Hey, fuck it with slap happy, yeah. Okay, now we're talking some smack, eh? And I ain't looking back, in fact, they can stare at my ass crack. How's that for hindsight? What the track
people
say?
People ask me where I've been lately. They thought I fell off, nobody can save me. You play in the background, I don't back down, so don't get it twisted. Try to play me. First I come out, they underrate me. Then I come back, they still try to fade me. They say I'm nasty, say I'm crazy. They ask what I think, and I say maybe I'll fly away.
Fly away.
It ain't nothing in my way, so I may as well fly away.
Fly away.
It ain't nothing else to say, so I may as well fly away.
Fly away.
I know you wanna see me down, but we ain't gon' die today. Cause I done been to the top and there's nowhere else to go. And the only way you see me is if you're looking up and down below. Down below. Nothing else to say, so I may as well fly away. There's nothing in my way, so I may as well fly away. I'm on top of the stage, so I may as well fly away.
Yeah, that was Eminem, Fly Away. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. Shout out to Angelica. Shout out to Cut Castro. Shout out to Myrna. Shout out to Cuban Link. Everybody on the Facebook. Shout out to everybody on the Twitter. I see you. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. The Retweet Squad is out heavy. And, you know, we're discussing the topic. Shout out to the streamers. The topic for today is what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? You know, that's heavy. Like, you know, you can come in on my page, Emma Everything to Know. I also have Emma E2K, but the Emma Everything to Know is where I posted the question, and people already answering. Or feel free when you get on the page, You can answer it. You could just leave a comment right underneath where I have the topic question at. No problem. I'll see it there. I'll read it out on the air. Or you can call in 347-826-7722, either way. So I have read some of the comments that were already left prior in the day because I did say I was going to, announce them on air. There was, out of all of them, shout out to Evelyn, shout out to Nixa, and definitely Anna that left me on their comments. Anna went a little more in. What I have read her stuff earlier, I just want to read, like, the ending of it, just the most ending of it again. Make sure you go on my page, make sure you read everything she wrote, or you can always archive the show and, and listen to what I had prior said. But the ending of it was, it's really, like, it is home, which is the process may not take overnight. The process may not take an overnight progression, which is to sit down and discuss with your partner. But when the first step has been taken, the rest of the journey becomes easier. So analyze what you feel and what your partner feels, and start by sitting down and listening to one another. I thought that was really deep, because what happens is when you lose that communication, nobody wants to sit down and listen, you know what I'm saying? Much less talk. But if you listen, sometimes you don't even have to talk. You know, there won't actually be words for you to use if you actually really listening. You know what I mean? It's real important to listen when you're in a relationship. You have to take that time. You have to put in that work and really take that time to really hear out what the next person has to say. Sometimes we go on the we mode, and we kind of block out and forget that in a relationship is a 50-50 thing. You know, it's not just about you and your needs and things like that. You know, sometimes you could agree to disagree, you know, and that helps everything out. So shout out to Anna, definitely was on the check-in, working hard. You know, keeping her family together and stuff like that and staying sexy. So definitely shout out to her out there in Florida doing her 1-2s. And, yeah, so make sure you follow me on the Twitter at my E2K. And the topic for today that we're discussing, again, is what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? You know, what do you do? There's a lot of suggestions, like the anonymous Facebooker that put, ask her, it's a male, of course, so he puts, ask her which way is the nearest highway. Like, he's ready to boogie. Like, he's ready to hit the highway on it, you know what I mean? And, but some, if there's love, like I believe Evelyn had made the comment on it. I believe Evelyn had made the comment on it, which she said, if there's love there, then she is a therapist. Sometimes there's nothing wrong with going to an actual professional person, a professional person that doesn't have any investment in either party. So, you know, they do the best listening. They get paid top dollar for that. So if you can't trust to tell a friend or someone or whatever, then, you know, pay a professional. You know, sometimes it's worth it. And I say sometimes because, you know, that not everything works for everybody. So you definitely have to find out what best works for you and your partner. You know, maybe that works and maybe that won't. And maybe finding the nearest highway is what works, you know, because the relationship has been damaged so much. Sometimes it's really hard to mend something that's, if it's really that destroyed, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes the best thing is just to leave things alone, you know. But other times the best thing is to, you know, to fight and you know, to fight, to grab with both hands, man. Because if it's really worth it, all good things they say are worth fighting for, you know. So time to show the fight. So I'm going into Fabulous. You be killing them because I be killing them. I'm feeling sexy today. Y'all following me, E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with your sexy hoes, Emma E2Kizzle. What up, Fab?
Nice. Oh, 2 days, first 48. A bad bitch called, she worth every cent. She looked like the best money that I ever spent. Just watching my cutie pie get beautified. Make me want better jewels, a newer ride. Louis Vuitton shoes, she got too much pride. Her feet are killing her, I call it suicide. Looking good has the sacrifices. Chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices. Her body nice. FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4. FaceTime, shorty in the street, still handle the home. Enough class for wine, still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone. You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. Hop out of caskets. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball dance. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pads. Say you got a ball harder than the ball players. All she wanna know is they're ballin' ass. Can't fault her, the last nigga fault her. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walkin' to the altar. Handbag on her arm, cross four bills. And she ain't got a bag, brow or steel. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Dead my old chick, execution. You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I dead them all now. I buy the caskets. They should arrest you or whoever dress you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them.
I had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
All the ladies.
You be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Fab for that one. I love that one. That's like a theme for me. I be killing them. I don't know. That's the rumor. They say I'm killing them. I think I am. I'm going to go with that one. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Angelica, who's going to check in. Angelica, when you get a chance, if you go on to Facebook on my page, you can answer the topic. The topic for today is, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? That's what we're answering for the first hour. What do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? And then the second hour is going to be, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? And what I mean by that is the song, Can I Get It in the Morning? So, you know, some like to get it in the morning, and afternoon, and night. So we're going to be discussing that in the second hour. But the first hour will be, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? So if you want to call in, 347-826-7722, feel free to call in. Or you can just leave your answer on my Facebook page, Emma Everything to Know. And I'll gladly read it out because that's what I've been doing for several other people. What up, streamers? What up, Facebookers? And what up, Twitter fam? I see y'all on the check-in. I'm glad y'all tuning in. Shout out to Future Guru 100 on the Twitter. Make sure you follow him. Make sure you follow Lush Radio Online. Make sure you follow Emma E2K, E2K underscore magazine. Make sure you follow Fred the Godson, Christian Dior, Not 50 Plus, AGDITC. Everybody's popping, man. Just follow us, the Retweet Squad. Follow us, and we'll make sure you follow them. And everybody just follow each other. You know what I'm saying? And we keep the love. Shout out to Mikey COK, who's out in Florida as well. I see you. Shout out to Goya. Goya, I see you as well. You know, because everybody's like, if you don't shout me, then I got problems. Shout out to everybody that's on the check-in. Shout out to Maria. Shout out to Nina. And I'll keep getting everybody. Just, you know, give me a break. I see ya. And I'm here for a minute. I'm gonna have time to be able to shout everybody out. But I need everybody to hit up on that, you know, on that on the topic, which is what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? You know, we've heard it all from, you know, asking where the nearest highway is to getting a therapist, to actually sitting down and listening, talking and listening to your partner, which a lot of us don't do. You know, once we lose it, and our top, you know, boils and stuff, and that's it. We don't want to listen no more. And really, we can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? You just cannot not listen. You really have to listen, you know. That's the best way of communication, definitely, is to listen. So let me, okay, so Angelica left. Yeah, Angelica left her reply, and I'm going to go into it. So I'm going to go into the Fred the Godson, and then I'm going to be back with what Angelica wrote down for the topic.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy, Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Bad, bad, bad boy.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
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 5'9", 250, gut like I'm 6 months. 5'9", 250, worth of bricks, pump. I deliver with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me blend up block like this. Cokehead said he wanted rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, Fred?
Yeah, just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stopped him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to stun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shots fly peroxide, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut. Fred,
yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Come on, mama, my real mama in Florida. My ex-mama, I dead her, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Kamara. She love my aura, love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm ducky fresh on her. I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Fred from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I say Gucci down to the side. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said, you falling off, you losing weight. Asked what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and we'll just bring Fred.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, the greatest ever, peace out to Brooklyn, but I'm Big Bronx, I'm coming just for the cooking, hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the booking, like take it where it need to be, looking up, this is my warning, I will claim victory, chewing on some juicy fruit, you can't do this to me, flow unbelievable, kick in the door with it. When I come raw with it, sky's the limit. They love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in, gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall, can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
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 I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, shout out to Feather Gossam for that one, man. He's definitely a bad boy. Shout out to the BX. You know, he's holding it down, man. Shout out to all the everybody on the check-in, on the Twitter, on the Facebook. You know, basically what we're talking about today, the topic for today. Well, shout out to the First Lady L, Murder Mommy. That's my little sis for sure. The topic that we're discussing today is what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? You know, like just what do? Do you see a therapist? Do you, talk about it? Do you ask where the nearest highway is? Like, what do you do? So Angelica posted, because I'm asking everybody, if you don't want to call in 347-826-7722 or you don't want to stream, make sure you hit me up on Facebook, which is Emma, Everything to Know, Emma E2K, either way. I will see your answers, and I will read them. Okay, so Angelica says, try to talk and make it work. If not, then they have to go. Because if there's no communication, then nothing is going to work. And then she answered for the number, but that's for the second topic. We're not on that. Yeah, Angelica, you just like speeding, girl. I'll give you a ticket. Right now, we're just going to stay on this one topic, and after the next hour, we will get on to the next one. Let me go into the phone lines, 917, you're on with MAE2K, you're on the spot. 917. All righty then, 917, I kept you on hold, 435 is the next set of numbers. You're on hold now. I did go to the phone lines. You probably just want to listen, and that's not a problem. You're free to do so. So, Angelica, like I was saying, your answers, you went and answered the other one, and that was not, people, you can feel free to call in and just listen. That's what you choose to do. No problem. 347-826-7722. You can just call in and just listen through the phone. I will, when I see the call, I do go to the call to see if you want to say something. And if you don't, you stay quiet. It's cool. I will not hang up. And, you just stay on. But I'm going to try the 917 one more time. See, maybe they want to speak. 917, you're on with Emma E2K. Is it on the spot?
Emma, what up? Your boy TDI.
What up?
What's going on, girl? My bad. I had a little technical difficulties with my jack, B. Damn iPhone.
Okay. Not a problem. Is the iPhone?
Yeah, iPhone 4. I had the mute button. I hit the mute button with my face.
Come back. Hey, yo. Come back to the BlackBerry. Come back to the BlackBerry. Be a berry.
Nah, I don't like the WhackBerry.
Be a berry. Be a crackberry.
Nah. Heady called crackberry. What's going on today?
What's going on? I got two heavy topics, right? The first hour, I'm going in with what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship?
Yeah, it's over. It's no, you gotta. I guess everybody has to go their separate way because there's no communication. That means there's no understanding. Everything else will be
right.
Downhill from there.
Right. And so let me ask you, from a male's perspective. So you want to try to do nothing, suggested going into, counseling or sitting down to actually listen to the next person, to your partner. You wouldn't try, anything else, or that's it? If there's no communication, it's a wrap.
No, of course. I definitely try to work at it. I'll sit down with her and try to talk it out and, try to come to a better understanding with her, and see how that works, but. Talking it out and trying to sit down with it doesn't work either, then you already know. no healing that.
Yeah. Especially like if it gets to like a physical aspect, like you're not communicating and it kind of gets like to the physical, definitely it's like really time to haul ass, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like I was in a relationship not too long ago, and our understanding was always there, you know what I'm saying? Our communication was always up. So that kind of made the relationship a little easier, you know what I'm saying? Or knowing what that person wants and what that person needs at all times. So should it be a lot easier if you just had a better understanding? That's with anything, though. Like, you don't have to be in a relationship. Communication is the key. Make sure you have it, people.
Right. I mean, because even not only, of course, in a relationship, men or women, but in any relationship, even if it's just a friendship, like even if you're friends with someone or in business, you know what I'm saying? Like if there is no communication, you guys are not communicating or not seeing things or not even agreeing to disagree, then it's like it's not going to work. You're not going to make no money together. You're not going to progress together. There's not going to be, you're not going to be productive. So, yeah, you're right. It is like with anything.
Yeah, that's a big thing. So, communication is key.
Yeah, definitely. So my second topic, which I'm not going to get into yet, like everybody's already giving me answers and I'm trying to like hold on because we got 13 more minutes. So after 13 more minutes, we're going to start discussing, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? And that goes with the song, Can I Get It in the Morning, right? Some are morning, some are afternoon, and some are evening. So don't give me your answers just yet. Don't TV out because I know you got mad just to say all that. So hold up. Let me read Nini Ali's answer to the topic because we have like 12 more minutes, and then we're on to the next topic. So the what do you do when the communication is gone answer for Nini Ali, she will not keep moving. Too many women find their esteem in a man when in fact women birth men. Women are goddesses who can only bring the God out in a man. In men. Woo! Go ahead, girl. Woo-hoo! I like that.
Shout out to her. I respect that.
TDI, not only you respect it, but can I tell you that this young princess is only like 13, 14 years old giving this answer.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Shouts to her.
Yes. So definitely shout out to Nini Ali, man. I love her. Make sure you follow her on the Facebook. That's Nini, N-E-M-E, Ali, spoken word poet. She's on. And make sure you follow her movement. Her movement is crazy. She's a young princess with, you already see, the mindset that she got just by, her answer. So shout out to her. She's always on the check-in, always supporting her straight online. So we definitely always support her. And she's from the BX. She definitely rests the BX, the Boogie Down. So
BX, what up?
Yeah, so that's crazy. So, okay, so we got like about 10 minutes more. I'm going to go into some musica, right? TDI, don't get lost on me. I'm going to play some music, and then we're going to come back because we're going to then touch into, our second topic. All righty, Dan?
For sure.
All right.
I really like him. He is too possessive and too controlling. I can't be myself around him. Girl, hold on a second.
Yo, Tech, where you been?
Baby, I'm here. Can I breathe a second?
I've been calling you like all day.
You know what? Let me call you right back.
Look, I need to know where you...
Girl, that's him again.
Girl, every time a man has me stressed, I put on my best shoes and go out. Just go get some air and do you.
Okay.
And Jennifer, you are fabulous.
Yeah, I love you. Thank you.
Michael Hudson, Spotlight. You know what I mean? I always like that joint. I know it's like oldie but goodie and stuff. I like it. I got 5 more minutes for the hour to finish and to finish this first topic. The first topic is, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? Tony has left his answer, and Tony says, honesty is the best policy. If not, it takes two to tango, feel me? What's good for a man is good for the woman, too. Real is real. So shout out to Tony on that one. You know, that's what he says. TDI also has chimed in when he called in with his reply and also saying that he will try, you know, he also will try everything, but and then if it just doesn't work, then you just got to kind of keep moving and stuff, you know? So, I mean, that's basically what it is, you know? You try all that you can. You know, when you love someone, you know, you don't just give up on the first time there's a misunderstanding or whatever. But if it's been too much of a chain of events and you're unhappy, you know, the home is unhappy and the kids are not happy, I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? You just can't be dragging everybody also just for the sake of, well, I'm just going to stay with this person, you know? So just people, you know, be careful on your decisions, man. Decisions that you make, the people that you share your energy with, and that you devote and dedicate yourself to, you know? You know, just got to be careful out there, you know? When you're sharing your heart, you want to hand your heart to that correct person. You know, it's like everything, man. You just kind of playing Russian roulette with it. You're rolling the dice and hoping that that when you do give your heart, you know, that person can respect it and appreciate it, you know, and take care of it the way they're supposed to. So we got a couple of more minutes, you know, whoever wants to chime in, what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship? Because then we're going to the second topic, and we're going in. We are going in this next topic. Yes, we are. And the next one coming up is, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? And what I mean about that is relating to the song, Can I Get It in the Morning? You know, some people want like it in the morning. That's their best time. Some people in the afternoon and some in the evening. So chime in, like, when is your time? In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, you know what I'm saying? At night, like all night, like, you know what I mean? So let's discuss that. This is Real Talk, Real Life with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And this session and this next hour is definitely for 21 and over and adults. So please, just 21 and over, answer, you know, just answers. Because I do get a younger audience. So my younger audience for this next hour is definitely not for you guys. Shout out to the Ether Boy who's on the check-in. Shout out to Mala Rain. Who hit me up earlier. My condolences, Sarah Connor. You know, we lost a good friend. You know, she battled and she fought. We lost a good friend, and definitely my condolences to her. My condolences to the Bulgos family. I lost my cousin, Richie Bulgos, who passed away as well in Vegas. So, you know, it's a circle of life, you know what I'm saying? This year hasn't been too kind with the people leaving me, you know, starting with my dad and stuff. So, and now my cousin is just, you know, my family's not getting a break, man. We just getting hit hard. That devil's a liar, though. And, you know, they're resting in peace, you know, and all those that, you know, all our fallen soldiers, you know, everybody just, you know what I'm saying, they're resting in peace. And, you know, we're just going to keep tribute to them. We're going to, you know, keep their memories alive. Shout out to Party Artie, P-A-R-A, you know, and all those that are in our hearts for always, man. We're never going to forget you. You're always going to be alive as long as we're alive, you know, and that's just basically how it goes. So I think we're ready for the next hour. Yeah, we're about ready for the next hour and the next question. And before we get into that, I'm trying to find the right song that's going to set off that mood. So Hold on. Yeah, I'm looking for the song that's going to set that mood off and get a better understanding of this next topic that we're about to get into. I just had the song. Where is it? Okay, here it is. All right. So, the next topic, right? We're in the next hour already? All right, we're now in the next hour. So, the next topic, our second topic of the night is, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? And this answer follows up with the song, Can I Get It in the Morning? Can I get it in the morning? You know what I'm saying? For those that don't know the song, I'm going to play the song, and after the song, and we come back with everybody's answer and replies. Make sure you call in 347-826-7722 or follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K, on the Facebook, Emma E2K, or Emma Everything to Know. And we'll be back.
Summertime, fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm trying to get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell, I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga, do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing, I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting, cause I'm looking super fly with you. I fly with you, I'm powerful, you do something to me. Girl, I caught the vibes like you do something to me, so I throw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who is that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron, now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, the sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold Patron. God bless the homegirl that drove us home. No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you was clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the shit that she wear. Therefore, you sit and judge a nigga off the shit that you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? Just say you're scared if you're scared, but if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we getting right into the wee, mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way. You think about me all day, that's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Yeah.
All right, so that's the second topic of the hour. And, you know, it's basically are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? You know what I'm saying? So why can't you... Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, we're dying. So basically, that's what I want to know. So, okay, so I'm going to go... First of all, I'm going to the anonymous Facebooker because he also answered very early. So people already gave me the answers. So the anonymous Facebooker says, I treat it like square meals. I need it 3 times a day. So that's what he said. He treats it like square meals. He needs to treat 3 times a day. Okay. So let's see what else we're going to go with. Let me go into, okay, oh, I'm on the Twitter, that's why, all right. Okay, I'm over here trying to multitask, the multitask. Okay, so Anna says all three. Anna also says all three. Angelica said when, let me see, number two, all three. When you two are alone, you do whatever comes to you guys. Time of day doesn't matter. Okay. So that's what Angelica wrote. Angelica wrote, honesty is the, Angelica wrote, how about in the morning? Oh, no, Anna. Oh, my God, everybody. Okay. I got to read one at a time. Okay. All right. Let's go with Angelica. Angelica says, when you are alone, you do whatever comes to you guys. Time of day doesn't matter. Okay, the time of day doesn't matter. It's right, true, that's true. But there's some people, like, even like when you try to, you know, in the morning or whatever, they kind of like be like, well, I know, because the day, the sun is out or whatever. I mean, you know, everybody, to each his own, right? So Anna says, how about in the morning and afternoon and at night? Shout out to Anna. And then when, where, there is time, I guess. Right? And Angelica, of course, laughs. Angelica says to me, wait a minute. Y'all not going hard in the pain. Hold on a second. Y'all got to give me time to read this stuff, okay? Anna says when there is time, I guess. And Angelica has chimed in on something. I think she deleted herself, what she was saying. Is she coming back? Okay. When and where is time, I guess. So, yeah, I guess people, you know, squeezing in whenever. There's some people, I guess those are more, I guess, fitting for those that live together. You know, there's couples that don't live together or, you know, have long-distance relationships and can't really be picky or choosy about when they get it. I guess they got to get it when they get it, when they're getting good, you know, when they can snatch it up. So Angelica says, to me, it doesn't matter because there's shade all for the morning. You go, girl. Go, girl. And Anna says, again, where there is time. Why do you keep repeating it, Anna? Why do you keep repeating that? I don't know. I think it's repeating the stuff that you're typing in the book. Yeah, girl. I mean, you know, like, again, but these answers would apply to those that live with your partner. And some people don't reside with the partner, or some people that have situations where the partners travel a lot and are not home, you know, because if you're in the industry, anywhere, the industry that I'm in, it's a possibility that could happen, that your partner could be traveling and on tour, and so it's hard really to, you know, to pick a time. I guess you just have to do it, you know, like as soon as they come home, and you know, take advantage of the time, you know? So, yeah, so that could be it. So call in 347-826-7722 and chime in on it. And the topic is, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? You know, do you get it in the morning and afternoon and night? Like, you know, when is it best for you? I'm going to some music and I'll be right back. Just Scott, number one, uno, es el número mágico.
no hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just
by the end of the day, you're already all worn out mentally and physically.
But overall, I'm a morning person. But if it comes down to me and my partner, evening.
Gets it in the morning. She definitely gets
it
hard body in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Damn right. Morning action.
Oh, yeah. Is that go to sleep, Mama? No, no. What that is? Go to sleep.
No, I'll put her to sleep again.
Go night night. You like go night night. Go night night.
That's right.
Can I get it in a more? So that's totally perfect for you then.
Yeah, I did that. I did that track. I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna have to send you that in a minute.
Okay. So morning. So overall, that doesn't interfere with if it's gotta happen. If it's gotta go down in the afternoon and the evening, it's going down.
Yeah. No, it don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to. It don't interfere. I mean, the morning is cool. It starts the good way to start the day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
First meal of the day got to be a hearty meal, right?
Hello. You know, they always say that the most important meal is the breakfast.
Yeah.
Right? Hello.
Very true.
I'm wearing my well, okay.
That's right. Very, very true.
And I have said, like, some people, it bothers them in the morning because the sun and all that, whatever. And Angelica wrote and said, to me, it doesn't matter because they're shades. Hello? Put down the shades. That's right. Put down the shades and close the curtain.
Your bed shouldn't be next to the window anyway.
That what?
So your bed shouldn't be next to the window anyway. Shit.
So what should your bed be? What should your bed be?
In a corner somewhere. I don't know by the window.
Oh, there's some people.
Yeah, you know
that
what?
Like
I kind of like it by the window because I really don't care who looks. If you look in, then enjoy the show. I like to perform, B. I'm a performer.
Oh, you're a performer. But hello. True that. You know what it is to be on stage and be stared at, right?
Of course. Center of attention. Yep. That's right.
So it's all good then. So let me see. I'm gonna chime in on this one. Let me see. I read out what the anonymous Facebooker. He said I treat it like square meals. I need it three times a day. Was the anonymous Facebooker's answer. And then we had Angelica that had put earlier. Let me go back to her stuff. She said when you're two alone, you do whatever comes to you guys. So time of day doesn't really matter. But I added that's good for people that live together. There's some people that already live together, so you kind of have to decide. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to decide which one will be better for you. So some will pick the night. Not everybody can kind of stay over because for whatever reason. So you have to kind of pick, like, you know, which time of day will be better for you. So I guess that's why I threw out the question. Because it's interesting to know what time of day people are the horniest. You know what I mean? There's some people that are just all day long horny. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, and that's all good. Yo, shout out to everybody that has, you know, that takes on vitamins and keep going. Like, especially for me, I'm over my 40s and, you know, I'm a cougar, so I hold it down. So I'm proud of myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do the morning, evening, and in between snacks. Holla, if you can take it, I can get it.
Wow. Long as they can keep up.
I can give it.
Oh, man. Emma, tell her to listen to the midnight hour. Look at this.
Listen, if you could take it, like I always give the warning. Take the vitamins. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep up with your exercises. Because this is like a marathon. My appetite is huge. So, hey, yo. So with that
said. Y'all listening, man. Y'all better pay attention. That was no joke.
with that being said,
why are you laughing, man? What's going on over there? What you thinking about?
You already know where my mind is at, so I'm not even gonna. I mean, even though it's real talk and I'm expressing real talk and real life stuff, just real life, just grown, you know, grown folk stuff. You know what I mean? But it also depends too, like in the, okay, in the morning, you're just waking up, or like you said, you're starting fresh or whatever, and that's a good feeling. Then there's another good feeling, like in the evening, like if you're out and you're having a couple of drinks and you're feeling nice, you know what I'm saying? And you're dressed sexy or whatever, you know, that sexiness with the drink and all that, it just makes you wanna, you know, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why.
The best part is getting woken up for it, though.
In that deep trance sleep, and all of a sudden it's just like a feeling, and you're like, what is going on here? And then you hear that song, can I get it in the morning? The sun is up while you yawning.
Listen to me, man. I woke up one time. I was like, yo, this girl woke me up like 3 in the morning. I had to be to work. I hate to be woken up, honestly. Like, don't wake me up for nothing. But she woke me up. I was like, all right. You know what? I could dig it.
Right.
I could dig
it. Don't wake me up to have a conversation or talk about the relationship. Like, you know, at 3 in the morning. If you don't wake me up, you already know what you're waking me up for. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Or leave me alone. Let me just keep stretching and turning to the other side. But let me give everybody, all the listeners and all that, a little more energy. I'm going to play this joint again so y'all can really, really understand what we're talking about this morning stuff. So shout out to J. Cole, and we're going to go to Get Hit in the Morning.
Summertime, fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm trying to get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting, cause I'm looking super fly with you. I fly with you, I'm powerful, you do something to me. Girl, I caught the vibes like it do something to me. So I threw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who is that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron, now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold Patron. God bless the homegirl that drove us home.
No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you was clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the shit that she wear. Therefore, you sit and judge a nigga off the shit that you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? Just say you're scared if you're scared, but if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we getting right into the wee, mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way. You think about me all day. That's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
This is what I'm talking about. The sun rises in the morning. That's not the only thing that rises.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to tell me. That's why I was like, let me leave it. Let me leave it.
You know me too well. You know me too well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, this is crazy. Like, this is really crazy. But for some reason, Is this morning thing? Is this a morning thing? I don't know. It is something about the morning. I mean, granted, even if you're an all-day person, it's just something about the morning. And if people are curious, yo, try to just do this morning thing like we're telling you to do, and you're going to see, you're going to be hooked. It's like some off-the-hinges thing. It's just a situation you got to put yourself in to understand what we're talking about. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Now, let me just warn you, though, that this morning thing, you can't be done just with anyone. Let me just give you a warning. Not everybody, you know, looks the same in the morning, so you have to have a tolerance level for certain people that, like the girls, they have this makeup, and in the morning they don't have it, and, you know, things like that nature. So you have to, be careful you don't meet somebody in the strobe light and they look a certain way, and then in the morning you're like, ah! And then so it kind of loses the incentive of the morning. Are you with me?
Yeah, man. I agree.
Right? You agree, right? No, I'm just saying, I just don't want to, I'm saying something crazy. But, it'd be the truth, then, because you'll be like, God, yo, in the morning. Man, listen, when I... Okay, anyway. So I'm just talking about relationships.
Share.
I just talk about relationships. So you're in a relationship, whatever, because you're already the breath thing and all that. It's just like,
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You get to share too many things sometimes in the morning. All right, I just messed up my morning vision.
Yeah, you messed it up. We threw a monkey wrench in there.
Yeah, I did it to myself. So anyway, shout out to all the morning people, regardless or whatever, doing it one, two, and those that, like I said, are just curious about it just because we're talking about it, we're mentioning it now, just give it a try. You know what I'm saying? Just give it a try. I'm not telling you to throw yourself off the roof. Try. I'm just telling you, try it, the morning try. And see if the song, is good for you. Let me go into music before I get myself in more trouble. Because I know how to get myself that way. So I'm going to play some Jagged Edge, I Gotta Be, and I'm going to be right back.
Dreaming
That was from Jagged. TDI, you on with me?
I'm listening. Get the Jagged ass. She called me. She got me a little calm over here. Mellow down, relax.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I did Can I In the Morning, so we got a little, like, freakish, right? And then I have to put it with the Jaggy, like, ugh, like, oh, wow. And then if you're having some drinks, like, some people out there having some Long Island iced tea that they're hitting me up and teasing me with the Long Island iced tea, then it's, like, on and popping. You know what I'm saying? It's on and popping, and we can get into this topic, the second topic of the hour, which is, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? Make sure you call in 347-826-7722 and chime in on your answer. We want to know when it's best for you, man. We just, you know, we're just interested in that. We just want to know about that.
You are.
Morning,
you're very interested.
Evening. You know, I'm just curious. I don't know. So far, for some reason, it's just the morning. I guess that's why that song is so popular. I guess that's why when you play that, everybody, that kind of hit everybody like, oh, how you know what I was thinking? And you're thinking. You're thinking of Stacey on it. So, you know, so that's why it works.
Emma. Better behave.
Huh?
So you better behave.
I listen, that's the problem, that I behave. Because I'm good. I behave, that's why. So, shout out to all those that behave. And are real good in the morning, in the evening, or at night. Whatever time, or in between snacks. Stay good. So, TD, I'm reading on your Facebook. What's up? You Netflixing it tonight? What's going on with that, man?
Yeah, I'm staying in, man. A couple of people invited me out. Well, shout out to my cousin Jess. Shout out to my homegirl Millie. They both invited me to the same spot. But I'm staying in. I got to behave, man.
Okay. All right. So, you work tomorrow? Because I know you like the Matt Early Bird. You work
tomorrow? No, I don't. I'm off. But I'll be up early anyway.
Yeah, you can't. I know you can't help yourself, but I'm saying, like, so why are you in today? Like, it's Saturday, it's nice weather
out
there.
I'm always in. Every Saturday,
huh?
I'm in. Every Saturday, I'm in.
Oh, okay, okay. So is it, like, on purpose, though?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I've never heard of that, but okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Shout out to being in on Saturdays. Now I know where you are on Saturdays.
That's right. You know, you need me, I'm in the crib.
All right. That's what's up. Say no more. Say no more, homo. Okay, shout out to the sick one. I see you, baby, on the check-in. Shout out to the sick one. He's on. And all the Twitter is going crazy with the topic. I'm trying to catch up to everybody's answers, you know. I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody's going for this morning stuff. It's like morning. morning.
It's the best way to start the day, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it's going to be morning hands down.
Yeah.
Morning hands down. Anyway, so now that everybody went into the morning, I think the sick one is saying how explicit. Now that we got into that, okay, in the morning now, is it in the morning missionary or what's in the morning?
Oh, man. I would say morning is mainly when you spoon. People like spooning and all that in the morning. I know you roll right over. She's already laying on her side. You roll right behind her. There you go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it's like a sip. It's not really too much. It's not like you're not going to be sweating and all that. It's like kind of really, it's got to be simple, right? Simple, in and out, boom, morning.
And, well, I might turn into something.
Like if, I mean, no, but like a work, like a workout, like a morning workout.
Yes, cause you know, from there the doggy style kick in, and that's my preference right there. So she better be ready to move. Yeah, she better be ready to assume the position.
She better assume the position in the morning. Hold on, TD. I got something about, I got another caller. Hold on 1 second. Give me. I'm going into the phone line. 301. You're with Emma E2K. E2K on the spot. Yeah. 301.
301.
Yes.
It's the sick one, the evil Puerto Rican original terror squad. What's
whatever, baby. Peace, man. I'm glad you called. I was shouting you out anyway because I was letting everybody know you was hitting me on the IM and stuff. So I'm glad that you did call in. You calling in to get into our topic?
What's the topic? FOAC and all? What's popping? What's going on?
Chilling. We just, okay, there were two topics. We started off with talking about what do you do when the communication is gone in the relationship. You wanna chime in on that one first?
Yeah, you fucking leave. Shit, you ain't communicating, bounce. There's nothing left there. There's nothing else. That's it. Either that or choke out. Either one of the two. Whatever.
And you're going to jail, so it's better, yeah. No choking.
Jail.
Okay, no choking.
Ah, you got to know how to rollerblade. If you know how to rollerblade, you get away from police.
Okay, now, and the second one is, are you a morning, afternoon, or evening person? You know, it's like the song, can I get it in the morning? So which is best, like, for you? What are you, a morning, afternoon, or evening person? Which one do you prefer?
Shit, I'm like a gerbil, so it don't matter to me. Whenever, it don't matter. I wake up, we got to get it in. Before I woke up, got to get it in. And when you come back, I got to get it in. You go to sleep, got to get it in. I'm bayakin' all the time.
Dog, bitch.
All the time. Bayakin'. I need choices day in and day out. And that's it.
Shout out to the bayakos.
Big ups to all the bayakins out there. I'm an elevator fo-acker the whole nine. Wherever, I don't care.
It's on and popping, definitely. Shout out to the sick one and his reply. Like, you know, mostly everybody kind of says the same thing, like, you know, whenever. But for some reason, everybody comes to the morning part. There's something about the morning that's like kind of like, I don't know, the best way to start the day is what everybody's saying. What do you think
man,
about
is that? Is that itch. See, because like 10 seconds before you wake up, the first thing the nigga think of is the choke piece. That's why.
Okay,
every 10 seconds before a real nigga wake up, the first thing he think about before he wake up is the church piece. He don't think about praising Lord or nothing that shit. He thinks about for whacking. You turn around and the church piece is right there. You gotta play with things. You gotta play with the nipples. You gotta do all that.
I got another gentleman on the line. So TDI, are you in agreement with the sick one?
Yeah, hell yeah, shit.
See, that's a real nigga right there. You see, you feel me? That's a real dude right there.
Hell yeah, boy, I'm agreeing with everything. But I couldn't have put it better myself.
And there ain't nothing wrong with yanking a whole chunk of fucking hair out of between your fingers. There's nothing wrong with a little violence every now and then.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying that. The ladies got to call in because they know they like that shit. They like their hair being pulled, and the next day they'd be like, damn, tengo dolor de cabeza. All that good shit. I'm telling you, man, you got to rip the hair out. You got to fucking, or just, ladies, listen, ladies, check this. Please, shave the hair on your ass. If you got hair on your ass, shave it. Take that shit off. There's
yo,
no
you know what?
You have air in your ass.
Yeah, be very true. Very true.
I don't want to fuck a hate. You know what I'm saying? Shave your ass. What the fuck is wrong with you? Get a lick all over your ass. What the fuck is that about, yo?
Oh, my God, wait. I can't breathe. Okay, listen. That's okay, listen. But that applies to men, too. because there's a lot of women that like to talk salad as well. So shave your asses, fellas, if you want to get
your tongue. Whoa. There ain't no bitch sticking no tongue,
there
no
you
fucking
go.
Nose, nothing in my ass. If you touch my ass, I'm going to fuck you up. You're going to call the police ahead of time. Because if you touch my ass, I'll take a charge. I'm taking a charge. I don't hear women, but yo, the Timbs will be on your forehead. Don't touch my ass. My
don't
ass
touch
is
the cool, OB. That's not for that.
The cooling is not for cooling. Nigga, don't touch my ass. I'm not having that shit. And yo, come on, man. Tell me why a lady likes to lick a man's ass. That's ridiculous.
A lot of them be
that
surprised, me. That's a,
nah, man.
That's a bad.
Fucking horse. Listen, if you lick a man's ass, you're a fucking horse. You're not human. You ain't fucking human, you fucking ass licker. Kind of shit is that? Oh, fucking want to lick your ass. What the fuck is that about, nigga? Yo, if a chick told me that shit,
oh my
I swear
God,
to God,
oh my
man.
God. One.
I'm
going to
grab your fucking head and I'm going to slam it in my car door.
Listen, be easy. Listen, I'm telling you, listen. It's something that happens. I don't know if you don't know that's been happening, but dudes get their shit tossed too. And I don't think that makes them a less than a man under that. It, you know, is a great feeling.
For you? I don't want to feel that shit. I don't want to feel no fucking tongue in my ass. Who the fuck is Yo, I swear, let me know the nigga that likes to do that shit. I will fucking hunt him down. I swear to God, I'll make an example out that motherfucker. That shit, that's that blue head. He got shit. That's what it is. They ain't doing the blue head. He on that nigga. He likes it in the cooling. That's that fucking fagation shit, yo.
Oh,
I ain't having that shit. Yo, you already know the sick one don't fuck with that. Don't play that shit.
Wait, okay, so now the same thing applies for the guys to do it to the females, though? What's the difference? It's still a culo, and shit still comes out of that, too.
See, but why you had to take it there to the shit? Why you had to mention shit for?
That's it. Well,
you
fuck
shit all up. You can't mention that shit.
Because shit comes out of both asses. So I'm just saying, what's the difference between getting, you know, the girl get, it's okay, it's cool for her to shave her ass, to get it licked, why can't a nigga shave his so he gets his licked?
Okay.
Okay,
see, now you got a misconstrued. I said to shave your ass because it needs to be shaved. Not be told so you can fucking lick it. You got to shave your ass, period. You got to shave it. You got to be as clean as a plate. You got to shave your ass. It has nothing to do with licking your ass. Fuck that. You ever licked the ass that just got shaven? That's fucking razor bumps all day. Oh, shit, I'm fucking calling from, like, fucking mad deep getting into this fucking conversation. But I gotta do it for my girl, E2K. You know how it is.
Thank you. I love you so much, Rick. It was definitely a pleasure that you called in. I got
Listen,
another
you gotta, you got you gotta hit me up. You gotta hit me up because me and Cuban got the ultimate shit to gossip on.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We got something like really on it popping. It's popping. It's going on. I don't know if you read it on my page the other day.
I did read something. So if I'm getting some exclusive, let me know. We make it pop over.
You will end up getting some real exclusive shit, so you got to hit me up. We're going to talk so we can talk about that. Just for a second, getting off the ass licking shit for a minute. It'll get some real quick. You know what I mean? We gotta get up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the full eclipse thing is back. The whole thing is back. You know, the whole original. You was already there. You came through the barbershop. You met most of the original OG Terror Squad members, the real Terror Squad members, not that fake Fat Joe shit. So, you know, there's a lot of shit that's popping right now. And the big combo that blew up on my page the other day, you know, with Stace and all that shit that's going on and everything. So hit me up on a personal note. So we can,
yes,
you know, get shit up there and shit like that, and we'll pick the day so we can put that shit on blast. You feel me? Because it's time to be put on blast. So this is your boy, the Sick One, a.k.a. Big Tool, a.k.a. I'll Break Your Face, a.k.a. I'm out. Yes.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling. I will definitely hit you up on, you know, on the landline.
Woo! Oh.
Wow, that was crazy. TD, are you still with me?
Yeah. Shout out to me. He's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to the Tick One for sure. Good looking on that. Let me go to another caller. I got 862. You are with Emma, ETK on the spot. And 862 just bounced off. All right. All right, so shout out to Carefree, BX2TX, which is for Texas, right? Yeah, BX for Texas. Carefree, BX for Texas on the Twitter. That's my girl. She's out there doing her one-twos. And she's retweeting the stuff. I hope she called in. I think that might have been her. And I hope she ends up calling back. I hope that was her. Anyway, I'm still touching on the topic. Are you a morning, afternoon, or evening, you know, person? You know, when's the best one? Shout out to Lega, who's also retweeting me. You know, Lega out there in Jersey. Shout out to the Jersey crew. And everybody on the retweet, everybody that's still on the Facebook, Anna's still with me, Angelica's still with me. Good looking to the sick one that just called in. And, oh, my God, he's hilarious. So, okay, well, I guess let me go into music. I was waiting to see if I needed to go to the phone lines, but she's not calling in, so let me just go into music. And then we'll be back and go into some Usher. Oh, my God, after talking about this ass conversation.
Oh, my. Oh, my gosh. I did it again, so I'm all left off. Oh, my gosh. Baby, let me. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. My God. Oh, 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 oh can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my God.
Rejuvenate yourself, love yourself,
Love, you know, love your partner. Just love, man. Love for the sake of loving. Especially after you have like three Long Island iced tea, I'm sure you loving everyone. Everyone gets a corazón, gets a heart. Because that's all you'll be seeing is love fighting in you after three Long Island iced tea for you. Shout out to all those that are drinking the Long Island, and I don't mean that they're out in L.I. They can be everywhere. So shout out to everybody. Thank you for joining me on another Saturday. Real talk, real life with your sexy host, Emma E. 2 Kizzle. And I'm here, like always, not only to entertain, but, you know, we are the voice of the people. Lush Radio Online is the voice of the people. So I have to definitely always talk about what the people are talking about, you know, and we keep it real. We talk about everything that's going on in life, and that's basically what we do, you know what I'm saying? And I just project what everybody else is emailing me or asking me or getting into conversations with, and all I do is just create a platform for it, you know? So I'm here every Saturday from 8 to 10. You can always listen in, lushradioonline.com. Shout out to the CEO, Lushy Lush. Definitely out in Maryland doing her 1-2. Shout out to TVI, New Talk City. His show is on Mondays. Make sure you check him out. Show him the same amount of love you show me. His timing is also the same timing as mine on Mondays. Shout out to everybody doing their 1-2s and, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. And a big hug and love to everybody out there, man. And my condolences to all those that passed away or have someone that has passed away this week and stuff. You know, hold your head up. Everything definitely will be all right. They actually, believe it or not, they actually, you know, rocking a lot better than we are. So peace, love, and hair grease. Please, you know, stay positive. Stay up and always stay with me, man. Have a great night and a great weekend. And peace and love and blessings to everyone. Mwah. A big kiss to y'all, and I'm out. You already know. Peace.